Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We have Larry on his mountaintop. How are you doing, Larry?
Oh, just staying warm.
Well, I tell you what, we're supposed to be brutal here tonight. It's supposed to be like 20 below zero. And it's pretty close to, it was zero most of the day up here. And, well, the weather's just erratic. It's all part of what's happening to humanity and what's happening across the earth. And I guess, actually, humanity's in a lot of trouble and just doesn't realize it. I wanted to start talking about, and Larry, jump in anywhere you want. This is a quote from Nikola Tesla. And listen very carefully to what he has to say. And this all ties back into the Lord Jesus Christ, why he said what he said, but most people are not picking up on it. Anyway, this is Nikola Tesla. If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Now, what in the world was he talking about? Well, you might remember in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word is a sound, and sound is a vibration. And vibration is frequency. And this is all important. And I believe it's one of the reasons Jesus said what he said about entering in. Now I want to read to you again from The Matrix, the movie The Matrix, because it ties into exactly this. The Matrix is a system, Neo. The system is our enemy. But when you're inside, you look around. What do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters, the very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still part of the system, and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. Now, I'm going to stop right there. They're not ready to be unplugged. In other words, what he's telling us in that movie, and that movie's actually very, very accurate when it comes to what Tesla said, that if you really want to know what's going on, and if you really want to know why the Bible says what it does say, we're just now beginning to figure it out through science. And I'm not saying science is a god at all. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying that if you understand what Tesla is saying and what the Bible actually says about energy and frequency and vibrations, you begin to understand what's really going on and that we do live in a, how do I want to word this? This is very hard to explain it, but we live in a frequency spectrum that has boundaries to it. We can't get out of those boundaries. No matter what we try to do, we're locked in to this time-space continuum, and there's no way out of it. That's what CERN's trying to do. That's what some of these rich guys, and they're, you know, using quantum computers, what they're actually trying to do is break out of the system. They've already figured out, I think, that the universe is basically an magnetic electronic universe. And we are all body electric. All of this is based on frequency. This is why Jesus, when resurrected, and he said to Thomas, you see these wounds? Go ahead and feel them. They're real. And then he turned around and walked through a solid wall. Now, how do you do that? You change your frequency. And this is what this is all about. This is what salvation is actually all about. And this is what is so serious about it. We do live in a matrix. In fact, it's a matrix trinity. I'm writing, I got an article up on the latest Prophetic Insider, and I urge everybody to join. You get it for free. It's a monthly fee of $9.95 to get on to our membership website. It's worth every penny. Probably spend more than that on popcorn and potato chips. $9.95 a month. It's hardly anything. And this thing that I'm writing is very, very important. The title of it is Frequency, The Hidden Matrix, Illusions of Freedom, Part 1, is in the latest Prophetic Insider. And the latest other magazine we do, Twilight Magazine, I'm covering G5. Or the 5G network. And Larry has warned about the 5G network now for some time. The 5G network is essential for the Mark of the Beast system. It's essential for the digital matrix that they're setting up, of which everybody on Earth is going to be involved in it. It's literally like a spider web that covers the entire planet. They need 5G to actually accomplish. They're selling it as a high-speed deal. It's going to, make things easy, blah, blah, blah. High-speed, you can download a movie in a second, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's not what this is about. It has nothing to do with that, actually. What it has everything to do with is control and frequency and vibrations and sound and how all this can work together. The 5G network, unfortunately, also is in the same frequency realm where they can actually cause emotions. I want you to think about that for a little while. What happens if they cause everybody to be so violent and that sort of thing? So get the Twilight, and get the which is also free, by the way, if you become a member. And we have very, very important articles. And the way we work it, we embed videos within the Prophetic Insiders and within the Twilight Magazine. So you can actually go and find the sources you need to prove all this out. We are headed into a time of severe trouble. And when I did the show thing, I said, as the world plunges into its final phase before the coming crustal shift, many events will take place, and the forerunners are already here. Earthquakes, volcanic activity, crustal rifts, erratic weather, strange sights in the heavens, shiftings of the sun, moon, stars, and planets on Earth, the stress of nations, and more emotional problems of humanity, because they have rejected Jesus Christ and therefore have no protection from the coming events. And I apologize for getting it up so late. Plasma discharge events with odd colored skies, dancing lights, and UFOs are on the increase. And surprisingly, the ancients showed us all about it. And we are unlocking a lot of these very strange cave drawings that are found, like they're little stick men and very odd shaped. Well, they really aren't little stick men, folks. They are plasma discharges, and now they've proved it with science. We are headed into a plasma discharge event, and it's going to be hideous when it hits. Already started. I'm sure you've already noticed the weird sunsets and how sometimes the sky will be lit up for an hour after the sun goes down. And red skies. And you've all probably heard about the transformers all over the world beginning to explode. Blue plasma lights are showing up. This is all part of the approach of the destroyer and probably connected to the gravitational and cosmic waves that the mystics have talked about. And it all is connected to the Matrix and the illumination of the Matrix, which is soon coming. Remember what the Lord said, new heaven and a new earth. Anyway, we're locked into this space-time continuum no matter what we try to do to get out of it. And we have humanity's was shifted down in a vibrational level. I know this sounds new agey, but it's absolutely true. And the further downward you go, the more you're locked into a negative. And Larry and I have talked about this before, that this sounds to us kind of like a very, we're looking at the universe through eyes that have flipped it into more positive, but it's really a negative universe. It's hard to explain it, but when we fell, as in Genesis, we got shifted to a lower matrix of frequencies, which we're boxed into now, and now they're finding out that your emotions also have frequencies that emit, and that's very, very fascinating. The lower the frequency and the emotional index, the more depressed you get. The higher the frequency in the emotional realm of things, the more positive, good, love, et cetera, in the much higher frequency realms. It's all very, very fascinating. And science is beginning to unlock part of it. That's what CERN's all about. They're trying to push a hole. Larry and I have speculated on that for quite a while, what they're up to. Any more news on CERN, Larry, at all that you've heard?
No, it's been rather quiet. It's not quiet because they're not working. It's quiet because now that is one of the subject matters that the press doesn't talk about. You're not getting. It's not that it's not operating. You're just not being told anymore. And this is beginning to show up everywhere, Stuart. It's just like if you want to see what's going on in the world, you got to go to the world to see it because American mainstream news is non-functional. All they give you 24/7 is a circus. It's propaganda, a circus. It's just, I guess you could say, eye candy for the idiots. I mean, the stupidity, you know, I don't know. I didn't, you know, but what it related to, it reminded me when you was talking some of that this is what develops into zombies. You remember
yes.
World War Z and all the zombie movies we've had? Well, maybe this is where humanity is going. I was listening to you talk about one of the things Tesla said, and he said, or rather in The Matrix, you said they're not ready to unplug yet. And instead of being ready, if you change that word ready out for the word willing, in other words, they're not willing
yes.
to be unplugged from that system, you've got a spiritual connotation linked right into the Bible. And and I was also
yes.
thinking, too, how that, you know, you were sharing some incredible stuff there. People could just put two and two together and figure it out. I can't disagree with anything you're saying. It's just, you know, it just lays it right out.
Yeah, it really is amazing. And when you talk about the zombies, it's really a frequency. They can literally, with G5, turn people into zombies. This is why Trump, not only Trump, but the nations around the world are really pushing G5 or 5G. And you'd have to ask the question, well, why are they so? They haven't even tested the health effects. And the health effects, by the way, folks, I've got them in that Twilight magazine that's coming out. It'll be out in about a week. Incredible what the health effects really are. They're not testing. They're not revealing anything about what this 5G is going to do to people. I don't think they care one way or the other. Because once they get this thing established, the controllability of people is going to be amazing what they can do. A long time ago, talking about frequency, which is really what all this is, I flew the Yes Group from Great Britain a long, long time ago on their U.S. tour over here. And a fellow by the name of Steve Howe was the lead guitarist, came up front and sat in the jump seat frequently, at one of the jump seats. And so he was telling us about, he didn't call it mind control, but that's exactly what it was. He said that if we do a good concert, we have to grab the people about in the first 30 seconds or so. In other words, he said, we're not playing to 25,000 people. We're playing to one spirit. I'll never forget it, because that's exactly what Hitler did. That's exactly what anybody does who is gaining the power from the people, and they feed on it. It's an energy force. It's a frequency force. And they can memorize these people. And I watched it happen. I avoided every concert they had, and they insisted that we went to the Philadelphia concert. And I'll tell you what, it was something to watch. When you got 20, 25,000 people flicking their big lighters and pounding with their feet, that's something to watch. And I said, well, how do you control these people? Oh, he said, that's fairly easy, and we hope we don't make any mistakes. Now, remember, it's one spirit. They've collected all of these people together. Now they're playing to the one spirit. A fascinating comment coming from this fellow who'd been to, I don't know how many hundreds of concerts they actually did around the world. He said, we miss a beat or we do a bad note. And subconsciously, it'll register. And he said the whole object of a concert, a rock concert, is to bring them up off the chair, get them really excited. You're bringing them off the chairs. Then you miss your beat or whatever, and they sit back down. And then they start it all over again. It's mind control. And it's all done through sound and vibrations and musical techniques. That's why when you watched like a Billy Graham concert, they always played music to get you to go forward. It's all mind control. Systematic mind control. They know exactly what they're doing. Anyway, the digital matrix that's now practically here is actually an economic control surveillance system, and it's the China social credits model. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be run through G5, quantum computers, and it fulfills the prophecy long ago from Israel called the Golem. And it's very, very interesting. Now, I got a prophecy that I think you said it, Larry. I'll just go to the transcript. My son, many people will say on that day, where is the Lord? The destruction that is coming upon this nation, then the world, will be unlike any time in history. Never has war been so much loved. Never have the kings of the nations hated so much. Weapons of mass destruction that have not ever been used will be used. All the nations are preparing for war. but my church is sound asleep. So much is happening, yet they do not see what is in front of their eyes. My son, I told you 1 year ago that Venezuela and Brazil were preparing for war. Keep your eyes on that nation, Venezuela, for it will not go down without a strong fight. Did I not say to watch North Korea? For its king is a liar, just as the king fell for the trap, meaning Trump. This nation, America, will feel the darkness from this nation of darkness, North Korea. America, America, with your proud cities of light and steel, you have left your first love, and now my wrath awaits you. Death, destruction, fire, and darkness will you feel. Know that I am the Lord, there is no other. You people of the crown, you do not know what I have lifted my hand from your island, speaking about England. You will fall from within from the enemy you allowed, obviously ISIS. My fury is lasting against that land, and you will know it is I who have allowed this. Africa, where have you gone? You have allowed yourself to be deceived by many false tongues, and now confusion is ruling again. Turn back to me and repent. Do not believe every word from men lifting themselves up over me. France and Germany, once the light shined bright in your nations, but now you are nothing but a home of demons. I have turned you over because you no longer have love in your hearts. Nations, prepare, for all this posturing is set to be as the man of sin is working his way up in worldly affairs. Many will be surprised. He is not who everyone thinks he is. My son, repentance is now the only way, for soon only I will be able to help. Turn from sin, prepare your hearts for what is about to come. Seek me in my word, stay in prayer. While you have time, soon there will be no time. I love you, and I am soon to come to get you. And when he says there will be no time, that's actually in the book of Revelation, where time is no more. And this gets back to frequencies and the changing of the guard, so to speak. We're entering into a period unlike anything the world has ever seen. And part of this is like the plasma I've talked to you about. We are going to see very strange skies. We've seen red skies. We've seen purple skies. We have seen green skies. You might remember that Noah is that ne'er-do-well erstwhile Antichrist seer, and she clearly states it, though she's not trying to hide it or fool anyone. Green haze is what she talked about. The Muslim world calls it a smoke, a haze that develops. Plasma, most likely. Very, very interesting stuff. Anyway, what's your comment on this prophecy? It's kind of spooky, scary stuff.
Yeah, but later tonight when we talk about Venezuela and what's building there, that'll kind of bring it into focus. And I'll hold off on that till we get into Venezuela. But I was just reminded of that picture of the sky that I took here over Oklahoma that was green, you know. And I sent you a copy of that. It just exactly what you're saying is occurring. People are just ignoring it.
Yeah, and this is part of the forerunning of the plasma attack that we are going to undergo. It's very, very fascinating that the scientists have, in the labs, created the stick drawings of the cavemen, and now they're absolutely convinced that this is what those drawings were, that they underwent a plasma catastrophe. The North Magnetic Pole is shifting very, very rapidly now. Scientists really don't know why, but I think I know why. We're headed for a magnetic pole collapse. And they say, oh, well, that takes place over a generation. I don't think so. When it starts, it can take place virtually overnight. And when we have a magnetic collapse at the same time, if we have a CME from the sun, it's really going to kill lots of people. And that is Ed Dame's, Dr. Doom's kill shot from the remote viewers. And we also have Cliff High and his bots talking about sun disease. Sun begins to get extremely anomalous. It already is. Very anomalous. Anyway, where do you want to start, Larry? There's really a lot of news out there, not anything on major media at all, but a lot going on. We have, let's get into Venezuela. Exclusive headline from your blog, U.S. in direct contact with Venezuelan military urging defections from Maduro. Any more news on that?
Well, what's been showing is the military is not backing away from Maduro quickly as they thought they would. They're standing with him, and they say a lot of the reason for that is the Russians, Chinese, the Iranians, and all of those that are locked into Venezuela that are bringing in money and drugs and control. And at the same time, Fox News had a earlier bulletin said that they've now found that there are ISIS cells inside Venezuela. And that's interesting to me, Stuart, because it sounds like everything that Israel has gone through with their own Gaza and Hezbollah across into Lebanon and the Syrian destruction, you know, all of Syria, it sounds like America's about to experience the very same thing. We've got almost a Gaza now on our own borders, with floods of caravans of illegals that we can't seem to stop, or really don't even have the will to stop, I suppose. And, by the way, the current report is that Republicans and Democrats simply are not at all wanting to stop this flow of the illegal aliens into this country. They are not supporting Trump and his plan, and they're standing fast against him into doing it. So that's really interesting. But what's interesting there is you mentioned Brazil, and you know, of course, you're not going to find this on mainstream media, not even Fox. One American News posts a number of things like this, and Hal Turner and others post other things. But you know, Brazil has moved an army up to their border and militarized their border with Venezuela. A lot of people are not aware of that. And by the way, what's interesting, too, is satellite images, which I saw. I don't know if you got to look at them, but Venezuela is deploying S-300 air defense systems. Wow, can you believe that? It says satellite images. So Venezuela deploying Russian-made S-300 air defense systems, and they're being deployed about 100 miles south of Caracas. So Venezuela, you know, is literally turning into another Syria, possibly, because here we are, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion on this. Here we are with Russia on one side and the U.S. on the other side, and, of course, you got on the other side Iran and China, and Venezuela appears to be moving towards a proxy war. In other words, it's not a war directly between the U.S. and Russia and China and Iran. It's a proxy war, just exactly like Israel's had to fight for so many years.
Yes. Well, we are, a lot of people don't realize this, we are Babylon the Great. We already know that. The parameters are perfect. Nobody else fits them. And we are also, at the same time, part of the House of Israel. What is happening to Israel right now will happen right here in the United States, just like Larry just said. It's already happening. It's right under our nose. We're being encircled, just like Israel's being encircled. Israel will be attacked. They will come out of it very, very thin, let's put it that way. They'll just barely escape this coming war. And you can find that in Zechariah, Isaiah chapter 17. I would advise people to read chapter 18 as well, because that appears to be the United States and the attack that's coming upon us. If you really want to see the attack upon us, I think you go to Ezekiel 38-39 area and you'll read about that. But it's just fascinating that all of this is being circled in the church like that prophecy said. They're comatose. They don't have a clue anything is going on. And everything is going on. And if you haven't prepared, you need to. In fact, you mentioned that Hal has got working on something about preparing. We've been warning people how many years to prepare. We're going to go through an EMP event. I don't think it's going to last very long because the mark of the beast and all that requires electronics and electricity to work, unless it's totally supernatural. Then, of course, electricity wouldn't matter. But the way the system is set up now to keep us into the system, 5G, et cetera, et cetera, you have to have electricity. So I would doubt very much if we're going to undergo a very long EMP outage. It might be very, very selective. However, the Bible does say, to Babylon, get thee into darkness. And when you look at that and get you silent, which means communications is gone. So we are headed into a time of severe trouble, and as to the taking of the church out, who knows? I happen to believe we are going out because church has nothing to do with Israel in the time of Jacob's trouble, or we are hidden away somehow, but that's just me talking. Here's something, Larry, and I'm not sure. It says, covert intel, 90 days from January 30th, the war begins. That would put the war in about late April, before May 14th, and we enter into Israel's 71st year. Along with this kind of makes sense. And I got an article from overseas. I wonder if I can find it real quick. But it said that the Russians already know that Trump has made the decision already to go to war. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I saw that, and it doesn't surprise me a bit. And I'll tell you what, Stuart, and here's a question I want to throw at you. I've thought about this the last few days, because it seems I'm seeing a slowdown of even a lot of the military activity other than preparing. We don't see any imminent military activity particularly. So I'm wondering, because it seems like a little bit of change on this timeline we're on, is it possible that we've entered into a month or two of a pause or delay? Now, you know, in the Torah code, Stuart, you know, some of the Torah codes, when we asked people to check for the word delay, they found it. And
yes.
A lot of times when a prophecy or a word comes, you know, well, it's just like Nineveh. Nineveh wasn't destroyed when everybody thought it would be, you know.
They repented, yes.
You know, because of the repentance. But then again, if you know history, Nineveh later on, that exact destruction came on Nineveh. So it was only delayed a number of years. So I'm wondering, Stuart, and I'm not talking years here, I'm just saying, is it possible you know, because you and I have been telling people, you know, you just get ready, this thing could blow any minute. But is it possible, by chance, that this is all kind of linked together? And the reason I say that, Stuart, is there was a new report came out today, actually, saying that Monday the Pope goes to the Middle East to sign some kind of agreement. And then also I posted on my blog today, too, that Jared Kushner is about to set to move into the Middle East to begin preparing everyone in that region for the layout of the Trump administration peace plan, Middle East peace plan. And the interesting thing is they've been trying to delay this peace plan implementation till right after the Netanyahu elections that are actually in 1st of April, I suppose. So is it, you know, what do you think about, is it a month or 2 month delay we're finding ourselves in?
Well, it could be all related to the 70th year, because if you go into the ancient prophecies where they were in Babylon captivity, if you remember, and at the end of the 70th year, moving into the 71st year, is when they were allowed by Cyrus to go back to Israel to rebuild their temple. I think we're going to watch a total repeat. So everything really hinges on the May 14th, 2019 date, because that is the 70th year end, and we're moving into the 71st. The question you and I have always had is there going to be a war first that brings in the peace agreement, or will we have a peace agreement that ends up in a war, because, you know, they violate these peace agreements all the time. Nobody pays much attention to them. But the rhetoric is definitely picking up. Now, Israel is set to find new Iranian precision missile factory in northwest Syria. And, of course, Syria said that we are going to go on the offensive. We're no longer just going to sit here while Israel pounds us up with their bombs and missiles. We're just not going to do that. We are going to go on the offensive. And it says Tehran reportedly rebuilds a facility previously bombed by the IAF in a different location, bypassing international sanctions with the help from the Syrian government and terror group Hezbollah. Well, they're going to have to go in there and eliminate this stuff. I don't see how we can avoid a war. Do you? I just don't see it.
Yeah, to go along with what you're saying, and of course, we don't really know what Isaiah 17 entails. You know, we know it's a total massive destruction of Damascus, but I'm wondering, and I'm wondering this because Israel over the last few months has brought out so much hardware and military stuff and moved a lot of their army and brought a lot of their army to the forefront. If they're not planning, whenever this goes down, the destruction of Damascus, but also a massive invasion of Lebanon and Syria.
Yeah, this thing is going to explode. There's no question about it. And I don't know how long this can hang on. This is really, at this point, up to the Lord, how this is all going to work. And the timing of it, I think, is definitely up to the Lord. And who knows when the trigger event occurs. But if we are to follow the Cyrus routine, Israel should be, and I know rabbis, and I've read from other people where they're telling the Jewish folks in America, it's time for you to come home. Now, they've been saying that for what, a couple of years now? The rabbis, it's time for you to come home. Well, it doesn't seem like too many of them are leaving, but if we have an economic collapse, they will certainly leave in droves.
Yeah, one thing that's not being presented, you can read about it in the Israeli press, but you're not reading about it anywhere else, is two things are occurring at the last few months. They've got so many people that are trying to go back to Israel that they don't know what to do with them all, because suddenly now, since the massive invasion the humanitarian Muslim influx of immigrants, let's put it that way, into Europe is displacing a lot of the Christians and a lot of the Jews, and that all the Jews are trying to go home. And then suddenly now also, and this just occurred in the last month, Stuart, all the Ukrainian Jews have decided to relocate, and I'm talking about 100-something thousand of them are wanting back into Israel and back to Israel now. They're trying to leave in mass, out of the Ukraine because they say that a massive war is coming to the Ukraine. So there is a lot of Jews, you know, and some Christians going to Israel because of the world situation. And of course, America, like you said, once we actually get into that situation you just described, a lot of those will leave, probably.
Yeah, the Lord will force them to leave one way or another. And anti-Semitism, of course, is rising its ugly head here in America. We had that synagogue attack. I don't know how many people got killed in that. Quite a few. And, you know, this is just the start of it. When the Lord tells people to go home, he means it. And they will have to go home one way or another. And, of course, there's a reason why he wants them all back there. And it's one more sign. Let's word it that way. It's one more sign of a multitude of signs that we are at the very, very edge of Jacob's time of trouble. And this is going to get very, very fascinating. You talk about maybe they won't have Rome. Maybe Isaiah 17 solves some of that problem. Isaiah 17 says the flesh of Jacob waxes thin, which would indicate, and remember that boy over there who knows nothing about the Bible, kind of like this Ken Peters fellow who knew nothing about the Bible and had this fantastic vision of the resurrection of the dead and what it was going to be like in the tribulation period. Not pleasant. But this little boy, did he not say that thousands upon thousands of Israelites were going to be destroyed in this upcoming war, if I remember the vision right? And
yeah,
I think the rabbis verified that, did they not? The vision, and said it was authentic.
Yeah, that's the last I'd heard.
So, maybe that's when they all go home. They'll be filling up a lot of empty spaces. I'm not sure. I hope that's not the way it works, but it could. We're in really, really odd times. And as far as Venezuela is concerned, if they fielded the S-300 missiles, boy, that's not good if we are going to do an invasion like the Russians claim that Trump has already decided he's going to do it. And here's another article. Venezuela claims interception of U.S. weapons shipment. What's that about?
Well, they're claiming, and of course, a lot of people say that this was, it wasn't that big a shipment or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But we do know that the U.S. has been supporting Guaido, you know, against Maduro. And It wouldn't surprise me if we hadn't shipped them weapons because Maduro has all the weapons, basically.
So evidently they've intercepted one of our shipments in there. But here's the headline I was talking about. Washington already made decision on forceful intervention in Venezuela, Moscow says. United States is working on scenarios for regime change in Venezuela, Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman has stated in a weekly briefing in Moscow. There are still signs coming from Washington about the possibility of using force in order to overthrow the legal authorities, including through direct military invasion. This is actually being spoken about openly in the White House. I would like to recall that this kind of statement from the mouth of American officials is a direct violation of Article 2, Paragraph 4 of the UN Charter, ordering all UN members to refrain from the threat to use force in international relations. Well, of course, we don't pay any attention to that. Nobody, Israel doesn't. Moscow doesn't. So, and that surprised me, but do you suppose that Trump has already made that decision? Like, you know, 30 days or, you know, by the end of April, we will probably go in.
You know, Stuart, Florida, McKee, and others, you know, have been reporting a few months now, and we've mentioned it actually on the build-up, naval,
yes.
know, troops, troops in like places like Colombia, Brazil, et cetera, et cetera. Our big planes landing in Colombia, who has also militarized their border with Venezuela, and this has been put together for some time now. This is not something that just happened suddenly. You know, this is already in play, if you will, to a certain degree, it seems.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we got this one. Russia to do everything to prevent deployment of U.S. missiles to the Baltic states. Earlier, the advisor to the U.S. Strategic Missile Force commander said the U.S. intermediate-range ballistic missiles, should they be deployed in the Baltics, will be able to reach Moscow in 3 to 4 minutes. They're not going to allow it. So here we go on another front. You know, and what we're following is, oh, I can't think of his name now, Brzezinski, and his encirclement of Russia, the agenda to encircle Russia and take her out. And obviously Putin is not going to allow that. And here's another one. Russia will respond to very harsh moves against it, but will not initiate violence, according to the foreign ministries. They just keep going, don't they?
Yeah, and what's interesting, Stuart, is the fact that I don't know if you saw the satellite images or any of that, but apparently Maduro has those S-300 Russian missile systems, and that's a real danger to our aircraft. And,
yes.
And maybe that's why, Stuart. Remember, we had some very blackout drills with lines of planes, you know, all kinds
yes.
of planes that were going in and some cloaked and some in defensive posture and some, you know, this is how you know, I'm beginning to wonder if maybe what they were drilling was actually the attack groupings that will be used to go into Venezuela, possibly.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, Moscow and the Russians have had for some time the ability to do local EMP events. They knocked out two of our ships. We may have the same technology. We could go in there and knock out a lot of their technology at the same time we land our Marines or whoever, whatever is going to be done to get in there. But I think Trump already knows, and that's one of the reasons for the border wall and whatnot rhetoric. I think that's a diversion from not only Canada invasion, from the Chinese and the Russians that are already up there. We are being encircled. It's not new news, just to refresh people's memories. And at the same time, all of this is going on. Listen to this one. New gun bill will require buyers to reveal their social media history. Now, this, you've all heard of pre-crime. Tom Cruise. What was the name of that movie? It was about pre-crime, Larry.
Yeah, it was.
And the ladies floating in the water.
I can't remember the name of it right at the moment, but yeah, you're exactly right. It's thought crimes. You just, if you even conspire thinking about a crime, they get you. You know, they get
yeah.
you before they say that you would do the crime. Minority
yes,
report.
And all dictators use that concept. They round up all the dissenters, and that, I think, is what the Red List was all about. It's a pre-crime situation where they just terminate you because they feel you might be a threat. They don't. It doesn't really matter if you are or not. If you're on the list, you're a threat. And this disarming. The Second Amendment says the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. And people need to look up the word infringe because it means to nibble away at. And this is all related back in this social media history. If I don't know what kind of a logarithms they're going to use, but basically, if you go into the new psychiatric manuals that are being produced, everybody's insane, which I probably would agree with from God's perspective. The human race is insane. So, but this is what they've done to our military people when they come back. If they have this post-traumatic syndrome, you know, and then they take their guns. And this is all part, just to remind everybody, State Department document 7277. Look it up. It's on the web. You need to read it. It's total disarmament. And the U.S. military actually goes under the United Nations. All of our military and the weaponry we have, including the nuclear weapons, are to go under the United Nations. This is right out of the State Department operations. Been around for a long, long time. Well, Nikki Haley at the UN signed on to the UN gun controls thing, and I read, I think, last week or a week before that they're going active with it. So what they're doing is they're destroying the Constitution. The Second Amendment is in there to enforce the rest of the Bill of Rights. Because if you don't have the weapons to fight back, which is why the word infringed was used, they have twisted it so far now out of hand. They will disarm the American people, or they're going to attempt to. And I don't think it's going to work very well. But in the end, I doubt if it's going to make any difference. Even our most powerful, like a 300 Magnum or something even higher, these elephant guns are going to be little BB guns compared to the weapons I think they're going to unveil as we move into the new world order. Anti-gravity weapon, and I've seen some videos. Now, not everybody's convinced they're real, but I think one of them really was real. It was taken, I believe, I don't know if it was Afghanistan or Iraq, but you see this triangular TR-3B slowly move into position. A military guy is filming this, I think from behind a tank or some sort of military vehicle. And you see this TR-3B maneuver. You see flashes of light, and then this Taliban place is blown sky high, if whatever it was. And it just eliminated it. We have those kind of weapons. There is way, way, way too much, validity to those kind of things. When I was a professional pilot, I saw some weird stuff, and I was told some weird stuff. And when I was flying for the General Electric Company, some of the executives, they'd sit up front. And one thing you learn, or I learned as a pilot, was you have two ears, and so you listen twice as much as you ask questions. And you will find out all kinds of advanced technology is around. Stuff we never would have dreamed of. We have. I've always thought it's in the movies. When you go to a movie, they probably already have it. And it's not so much sci-fi as people think it is. What's your comment on that, Larry? I just think we're way advanced.
Oh, I would imagine so. We've had whistleblowers, you know, talking about particle beam weapons, and of course, there's been a lot of movies that use that type of technology in the movies, including, you know, like Star Wars.
Yes.
There's probably a lot. We're not aware of it. I believe that movie that you referred to earlier with Tom Cruise was Minority Report.
Yes, that's what it was. Yep. And it's amazing, really. And I got a UFO thing here. Odd cylinder UFO appears over Cheadle, Staffordshire, UK. They got a picture of it. And it looks very much like one of those cylinder things. I saw two of those. And they look like a cow magnet, actually. If anybody's familiar with cattle, they have these little cow magnets. They're very chrome-colored, and they're elongated cylinders. And that's really what this is a picture of, as far as I can see. And let me see, is there something else going on here I wanted to get to? Oh, booms and shaking of houses terrify residents across America after flashes of light spotted, leaving experts baffled. Some homeowners even claim to have lost power as a result of the tremors. Folks, that's a plasma event. Remember, I don't know if you've seen them on YouTube, but go on there and type in, what would you type in, Larry? Transformers blowing up. Watch them very, very carefully. They look like plasma discharges, and they're blowing up transformers all over the world. This has not just happened in, what was it, Kettlesburg or whatever down there. It happened in New York. Remember the green, blue that rose up out of New York? They've happened everywhere around the world. And this is plasma. Now, I'm not saying that we haven't harnessed that, because we may very well have. In the Bible, it says, those who rise up against me and who destroy the earth. Nikola Tesla. They stole all his stuff. This guy was extremely advanced. He wanted to give free electrical power to everybody. And, of course, that never happened, which is why you pay a $200 a month electric bill to the powers that be. Anything else, Larry?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you were talking about Nikola Tesla. There's a lot of reports out that I've seen say that Donald Trump had a lot of access to a lot of that information, and that he did.
Yes. Yeah, there's a direct relationship to an uncle, I think it is, who knew Tesla, and he had access to a lot of that stuff. People think that Trump's some sort of idiot. No, he is not. He's a genius. And I think he knows a whole lot more than anybody realizes. And they're getting ready for this onslaught that's coming, and wars that are coming. And it's just too bad humanity never could learn to get along, but we're fallen. And that changed our frequency down to a level where we're trapped, which is why Jesus Christ said, enter in at the straight gate, walk the narrow way, because it extricates you from the lower frequency realm to the higher frequency realm. It changes the DNA. The DNA was changed back at the fall, no question about it. And now they're finding out that when these waves come through, it alters the DNA of animals. And they have, what do you call that, mutations when that occurs. And we're coming up on another cosmic wave situation. It's all coming together at the same time, which is, I think, why Jesus said, a time of trouble like never before in the history of the whole world. We're facing it. Anyway, last word, Larry.
Well, just as we kind of work our way through all these news reports and intel around the world, people just need to stay tuned, and we'll try to keep them updated. But things are changing rather fast, but yet it seems like it's in slow motion to some degree.
Yeah. Here's a headline I'll close with. Tells you how sick humanity really is. New Mexico passes law to execute babies at birth. Infanticides coming back, folks. Long time ago, we just fed the children to Baal through the fires. Well, we're doing it again. It's just different form, more modern, I guess. That's first-degree murder. You're not going to get away with it, America. You are not going to get away with it. Congress has their hands full of blood. The Supreme Court have their hands full of blood, and God is going to require payment for that blood very, very soon. In fact, I think it's already started. What do you think, Larry? I just think with all the earthquakes and storms, it's already started.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, this conservative justice, John Roberts, he actually voted with the liberals to block a, I guess you could say, a Planned Parenthood resistance bill in Louisiana. They blocked
yes.
any, putting any restrictions on killing the babies.
It's too bad. Well, good night, folks. Take care of yourselves. I hope you have prepared. And if get under the wings of the Lord. Don't be sitting on any fences at this point in time. Anyway, good night. Thanks a lot, Larry, for hanging on with us. And we'll certainly do an update when things happen. Good night, everyone.